So now we're going to invite Brother Boissonneau to talk to us on the subject, why is God worthy of your trust? Brother Boissonneau, please.
Do you trust what you see or hear on the news? Do you trust what the weatherman says? Well, you may say sometimes, but not always. Why? Because often the information presented to us is not always accurate or true. What about God? Can we really trust Him all the time? To answer that question, please turn with me in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. And there we'll read an invitation that Jehovah God makes to each and every one of us. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. And notice there in verse 5, and please, I invite you to put a marker in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, because we'll be looking at quite a few verses from that chapter. Proverbs, chapter 3. Notice the invitation in verse 5. Trust in Jehovah with all your heart, and do not rely on your own understanding. Now, what does it mean to trust in Jehovah? It means that we believe and rely in His abilities and strengths to help us completely with our whole heart. But what does it mean not to rely on our own understanding? Well, it would mean that we would look to God for direction rather than making our own decisions on our own. And what will be the result if we can fully trust in Jehovah God with all our heart? Well, the answer is provided for us in verse 6. And notice there the beautiful promise that He makes in verse 6. In all your ways, take notice of Him, and He, that is Jehovah God, will make your paths straight. So there, the invitation, in all your ways. So not just when we are facing difficulties, or maybe when we are faced with some trouble. But if we can do that, the result, He will make our path straight. So our public discourse this morning will highlight two questions. First of all, why we can confidently put our life in Jehovah's hands. And secondly, how can we show our trust in Him? So let's examine our first question, why you can confidently put your life in Jehovah's hands. And you know, one of the best ways to answer this question is by taking the time to examine closely some of His wonderful qualities. And what we'll do this morning, we're going to look at four of them. First, we'll talk about His power. We'll talk about His wisdom. We'll talk about justice. And of course, His love. So let's examine our first quality of our great God Jehovah, power. Let's turn to Isaiah 40, please. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, talking about His power. And again, notice the invitation that He makes in verse 26. Isaiah 40 and verse 26. He says, lift up your eyes to heaven and see who has created these things. It is the one who brings out their army by number. He calls them all by name. Because of His vast dynamic energy and His awe-inspiring power, not one of them is missing. So when we think about God's power, what is the invitation that He makes to us? Notice that first sentence, which we can see on our picture. Lift up your eyes to heaven and see. You know, scientists believe that our Milky Way galaxy alone may contain up to 4 billion stars. And yet, Jehovah gives a name or a designation to each star. And the end of verse 26 shows that not one of them is missing. Wow. Talk about his power. What else can be seen if we raise our eyes? What about the sun? And how powerful is the sun? Well, look at that beautiful picture on your screen. And you know, at its core, its temperature is said to be about 27 million degrees Fahrenheit, or 15 million Celsius. Every second, the sun emits energy equivalent to the explosion of many hundreds of millions of nuclear bombs. And yet, our sun is small compared to many of the untold trillions of stars in the universe. So think about the power that Jehovah God packed into our sun. So, with this power that Jehovah God has, let me ask you a few questions. Are you tired sometimes? Are you dealing with some health issues? Are you under a lot of stress right now? Maybe because of money, family, or maybe work. Have you lost a loved one recently? Well, with these questions in mind, since God is so powerful, what would happen if you could just tap in a little bit to his power? Well, the Bible doesn't leave us in the dark. Let's continue our reading in Isaiah 40 and notice what it says in verse 29. In verse 29, it says, he gives power to the tired one and full might to those lacking strength. Down to verse 31. But those hoping in Jehovah will regain power. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not tire out. Can you just imagine? Jehovah can give you the power you need by means of his Holy Spirit, the same force that he uses to create the stars and the sun. So whenever you face a challenge, pray for God's Holy Spirit. And as mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 7, God can supply you with power beyond what is normal to deal with or endure any trial you are going through. So that was our first quality. Let's examine our second one, wisdom. Now, every day, you have to make decisions. For example, you have to decide where you will live or whether you should get married or not. Should you have children? If the answer is yes, how many? How will you support yourselves financially? Should I pursue higher education? These are some of the questions, but there's many others that we can ask ourselves. But where can we go in order to make wise decisions? Well, let's go back to the book of Proverbs, chapter 2. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 2, when we have to make decisions that will affect our lives, Proverbs, chapter 2, and see what Solomon says about God's wisdom in verse 6. Proverbs, chapter 2, verse 6. For Jehovah himself gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and discernment. So if Jehovah can give wisdom, that would mean that he himself is wise. And how can you benefit from God's wisdom? Well, for example, think about the scripture in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 13, where it says, continue forgiving one another freely. Well, this statement was written about 2,000 years ago. Would you say that there is wisdom in this counsel? Yes, there is. You know, research has found that when we forgive freely, we can improve our sleep and lower our blood pressure. It may also reduce the risk of depression and other health issues. So that principle of being forgiving has been true all along. So when Jehovah asks us to do something, it is always for our own good, and that's why he is worthy of our trust. Now, let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 32. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, and as I read that verse, please try to find another quality. Isaiah chapter 32. And see if you can find another quality of our great God Jehovah in verse 4. Deuteronomy 32 and verse 4 says, "The rock, perfect is his activity, for all his ways are justice. A God of faithfulness who is never unjust, righteous and upright is he." So every expression of Jehovah's justice is flawless, never too lenient and never too harsh. Jehovah ensures you that he always does what is right, and he will always treat you fairly. Now, knowing this, let's move on with our last quality that shows why God is worthy of your trust. Let's go to Isaiah, our last quality about Jehovah God, Isaiah chapter 49. So Isaiah 49, and we'll look at verse 15. Isaiah 49 and verse 15. Notice there. "Can a woman forget her nursing child or have no compassion for her son of her womb? Even if these women forget," notice, "I would never forget you." Imagine, to get his point across clearly, what Jehovah's doing, he used a touching description of the bond between a mother and her child to emphasize the depth of his love. His love guarantees that he will never abandon us. But now you might be wondering, how does God expresses his love? Just to mention or to illustrate one point, think about the meaning of his name. Jehovah means he causes to become. Now, who chose that name for him? He did. "He causes to become" is a verb of action. Now, are you good in grammar? If you are, you know that this is a verb. "He causes to become" is in the present tense. So it's not "he will cause to become" or "he caused to become." No, but "he causes to become." So what does that mean? It means that Jehovah is not a God of the past or the future. He becomes what is needed for us in each circumstance. Nothing can stop him from accomplishing whatever he chooses to do. So what have we learned so far? Well, we've learned that Jehovah is worthy of our trust because of four qualities that we highlighted. Do you remember what they are? First, power. Second, his wisdom. Third, his justice. And the last one, his love. And that his name is a verb of action. And that if we trust in him, as mentioned in Psalms 84, verses 11 and 12, "Happy is the man who trusts in you." So we are guaranteed to find happiness as we trust in him. Now let's move on and see how you can show your trust in Jehovah. And to show our trust to Jehovah, we're going to look at three ways. Let's look at our first way. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 3. So going back to Proverbs chapter 3, looking at our first way as to how we can show our trust in Jehovah God. So Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 says, "Do not become wise in your own eyes. Fear Jehovah and turn away from bad." So what does it mean not to become wise in your own eyes? Well, if you look at your picture on your screen, what do you see? Well, look at the one on the right. These people seem to enjoy themselves, having fun. And they are having this kind of a party going on. And today, many people think that living by God's standards is too restrictive or cut their freedom. Many say that they have the right to do whatever they want and whatever they want with whomever they want. No one can tell them what to do. And again, focusing on that picture on the right, that's what we can see from these young people. But you know, when people are starting to focus on themselves with no one to decide what would be best for them, what could be the results? Well, for example, one medical journal says this. It says those who are sexually immoral face major health risk, both physical and mental. Data suggests that sexually active adolescents are at a high risk of depression and suicide. So with that in mind, can following Jehovah's moral guidance protect us from physical and emotional harm? Well, what did we learn in verse 7? It said, "Do not become wise in your own eyes." So how do someone become wise to be able to benefit himself? Well, again, focusing on that picture, look on the left side. What do we see? A contrast from the one that we explained or mentioned on the left. The one on the right is taking the time to be able to look into God's word, the Bible, to be able to appreciate the teaching that he received from his creator, knowing that not only if he learns, but able to apply what he is learning, this will benefit him. Now, when we think about benefiting ourselves by being able to learn about Jehovah God and his teaching, what will be some of these benefits? Well, let's go back to our Bible in Proverbs chapter 3 and notice some of the benefits that we can gain when we look at verse 8. And in verse 8, it says, "It will be a healing to your body and refreshment for your bones." Down to verse 13, "Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who acquires discernment." And to verse 17, "Its ways are pleasant and all its paths are peaceful." So can you imagine? We are reminded that when we are able to take the time to learn about Jehovah God and to be obedient with the direction that he provides, what will happen? It says that our way of life will be pleasant and peaceful. So following the practical counsel from the Bible will eliminate headaches and suffering. Let's talk about our second way that we can show our trust to Jehovah God. And let's continue our reading with verse 9. And in verse 9, it says, "Honor Jehovah with your valuable things, with the first fruits of all your produce." Now, with that verse in mind, does it mean that we need to have an abundance of material things or be rich to honor God? No. Those valuable things, if you look at the footnote, for first fruit it says very best. So this would be our time, energy, resources, which we can offer to God. And when we look at the picture, can we see the contrast between these two pictures? Again, starting with the left, we see this young person working late at night. If you look at the clock behind, it's about 8 o'clock. And there he's working hard, kind of eating on a go. Pile of books beside him, probably lots of work that needs to be done before he can get home. But then when we look on the left, what do we see? Well, this young person is at the meeting, taking instructions, being able to give to Jehovah his best, being able to be balanced in what he's doing. So giving of his time, energy, and resources to Jehovah God. Now, even young ones can learn to be generous towards Jehovah. How? Well, here's one comment made by a father. He says, we let our children put the money into the contribution box. They enjoy it because, as they put it, they're giving something to Jehovah. Well, it's true that we're not going to the kingdom halls right now and see the contribution boxes, but you can always show them, the young ones, how this can be done by putting a little contribution in an envelope, or when you make a donation online, they can learn very quickly. So keep an eye on them if you show them how to do it online. So helping us appreciate how our young ones can be involved. So whatever means you use to be generous, include your kids. Why? For two reasons. Number one, based on Acts chapter 20 and verse 35, where it says that there is more happiness in giving than there is in receiving. The second reason, children who experience the joy of giving to Jehovah while they are young are likely to continue being generous as they get older. So friends, why be generous with our valuable things? Well, let's go to verse 10 of Proverbs chapter 3. Verse 10 of chapter 3. Then your storehouses will be completely filled, and your vats will overflow with new wine. So what are we learning from this verse? When we are generous to Jehovah God, we can go wrong. Jehovah makes the promise that when we are able to give to him, he will continue to provide the necessities of life that is needed for us. And most likely, there will be an overflow, maybe more than what we need. So helping us appreciate why we can continue to be generous with our way of serving Jehovah, which means our time, energy, and resources. Let's look at our third way that we can show our trust to Jehovah God. Let's continue our reading with verse 11. Verse 11. My son, do not reject the discipline of Jehovah and do not loathe his reproof. So how are we receiving loving discipline from Jehovah? Well, again, if you look at the picture, what can you see? Well, when we look on the right-hand side, we see our young sister studying God's Word, the Bible, and maybe with other publications, to be able to have a good understanding of what Jehovah wants her to be, to do. So that's one form of discipline that we get as we study God's Word, the Bible. When we look at the pictures on top, what do we see? A family being at the meeting. And yet this is another way that Jehovah uses to provide discipline for his people when we are at our meetings. What about the one on the left? Well, maybe our brother did something wrong, something that needed to be talked about. And what does he do? Well, he talks to an elder. And we see that the Bible is on the table. Maybe he's receiving counsel or discipline, not from the brother, but from Jehovah. So these are some of the ways that Jehovah can provide for us loving discipline, knowing that it will benefit us personally. Now, when we think about discipline, it could be towards entertainment, dress and grooming, association, even updates that we get from the governing body, which we just received just a few days ago, and we really enjoyed listening. So helping us to appreciate more when we think about discipline, how Jehovah provides that to all of us. Now, some may hold back from dedication and baptism because they fear of making a mistake afterward. So to illustrate, when you go get your driver's license, do you think of the joy of driving, or do you think of the accident you might have? Well, you think of the joy of driving, right? So it's the same when dedicating your life to Jehovah. Only think of the joy that you will get in serving God. Why? Because if you let Jehovah mold and train you, you can avoid committing a serious sin. And even if a person does commit a serious sin, Jehovah remains eager to help. He is always ready to forgive wrongdoers who correct their course. And we all get disciplined, whether we have been anew in the truth or whether we have been decades in the truth. Why can we say that we all get disciplined? Are you still in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3? Notice in verse 12. For those whom Jehovah loves, he reproves, just as a father does a son, in whom he delights. So why are we all getting disciplined? Because Jehovah loves us. So no matter how long we've been serving him faithfully, we all get discipline from our loving Father. So we would not want to reject the discipline of Jehovah because he loves us and knows what is best for us. So friends, the more you learn about Jehovah God, the more your trust in him will grow. As you apply what you learn, Jehovah will prove to be your source of confidence. He will safeguard you, and he will richly reward you for your trust in him.
Thank you, Brother Boissonneau, for reminding us of the importance of always putting our trust and confidence in Jehovah. We'll never be disappointed.